Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Happy Tuesday to one and all. Welcome in to local programming for another afternoon. 2 until 6, 4 hours a day. We bring you local sports talk on the airwaves here in Eastern Iowa, and we're glad you're with us, choosing to make us a part of your afternoon right here on KGYM. This little corner of the world is called Spencer on Sports. My name is Spencer, and this show is on sports. I feel like I've explained that many times. It's pretty simple. We talk about sports. That's what you are here for. Sometimes we talk about non-sports related things. Try to keep it on the straight and narrow with the sports world, though, as we come to you every weekday from 2 until 3 here on KGYM. Producer Isaac Long for the ride as well. 319-366-1600. Talk or text line wide open for you here today. Anything you'd like to opine on in the world of sports, you are welcome to do so using that. You can pick up the phone and give Isaac a call, and he'll punch you through here to the studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Or you can use your newfangled cell phone device and send us those new text message things. No, they're not new, but you can send us a text message at 319-366-1600. And you want to keep that number handy. Another chance coming up here in a few moments to qualify in our Circa Sports KGYM Big Game House Party giveaway. We are qualifying people for the next 2 full weeks with this Big Game House Party. We are giving away a awesome prize package, including $500 from Hy-Vee for food and beverages for your party for the big game coming up. Plus, we're going to send you out to Vegas for a 3-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, plus $500 to use towards travel. We did not do so well, Isaac, on day one of our qualifying. If you're new to the game, we're taking a caller for each show. We're picking a game on each of our local shows. This one, the gym class, and the Todd Brownell Camp show between 4 and 6. I'm going to give you a game, give you a point spread, a betting line, courtesy of our friends at Circa. And the person who calls in and picks their side is given a shot to enter for this grand prize. Well, we went 0 for 3 on day 1. That's okay. That's why it's a 2-week contest. So we're going to try, cross our fingers, and try to get somebody qualified today on any of our shows. It just means a better chance for you. If you didn't get through yesterday, better chance for those that did not get through and play yesterday. Our contestant yesterday, Austin, he missed it by literally a free throw. I feel bad for you, Austin. The good news for him and the good news for the folks that played yesterday and didn't get through or didn't win, didn't qualify, you can play again. You can play as many times as you want. You can only qualify once with the KGYM Big Game House Party giveaway. We'll do that coming up in about 15, 20 minutes or so here on the program. I'm going to dive into the latest from the NFL. I got some NBA to get to, even some baseball news. Twins fans, your team has been pretty active recently. We'll dive into some of the latest news. Royals fans as well. A couple of headlines involving your beloved Kansas City Royals. A little bit of ways from baseball season. Of course, spring training should be starting up here very soon toward the end of next month, but pitchers and catchers will be reporting here within the next few weeks to either Arizona or Florida, whether you're Cactus League or Grapefruit League spring training site. And pretty soon we'll be talking about America's pastime, but a little ways to go before we get to that. All that coming up here before 3 o'clock, but we have to start with the world of college hoops, and what a game it was last night. National audience, ESPN2 coverage, top 10 battle, number 2 Ohio State, who hadn't lost a game this year, 19-0, taking on Iowa team with a National Player of the Year candidate and Caitlin Clark, a team that had won, 10 of their last 11 going into last night's contest. And one of those games that, if you look back in the series that Ohio State had owned, they believe that they had won the last four in the series with the Hawkeyes. But Coach Lisa Bluter and her team found a way yesterday in Columbus. That third quarter got kind of tenuous. I don't know if you had a chance to see the game last night, but kind of on the edge of your seat with that third quarter. With Iowa having the lead at halftime, third quarter, Ohio State turning up the defensive pressure, the intensity, turning over the Hawkeyes, creating some turnovers on the night. But in the end, it was Iowa that picked up a huge win. In fact, a historic victory for the Hawkeye women's basketball team last night. First win over a top two ranked team since 99-2000. Highest ranked road win in school history, and done in large part thanks to another fantastic night from Caitlin Clark. Triple-double on the road. Hostile environment against the number two team in the country who hadn't lost a game. As I said on Twitter, at SW on the radio, if you're still there and you haven't bolted Twitter yet, big time, the two words that come to my mind. And there's been plenty of big time in Caitlin Clark's career with the Hawkeyes, but I don't know if you can get, I mean, you can get more big time. Yes, I understand. This could be, you know, UConn or South Carolina or LSU or whoever. I understand that. But number two team in the country on the road, Big Ten conference game, really tough league to play in. Triple-double, 28, 10, and 15. 15 assists last night. Yeah, that is big, big time. I'll double the bigs for that for Caitlin Clark. Her play last night was incredible, but you got to look at, you know, the supporting cast as well. Monica Sinano, I've seen a lot of love for her on social media and in the press clippings, if you will, today and over the last several games. And obviously, you know, the law firm, she's going to get a lot of praise and deserves a lot of praise. But one game after going 11 for 11 against Michigan State, a game which, you know, Iowa had to escape in that one, come back and late in the game and win it in OT in East Lansing. 11 for 11 in that game. Last night, 11 for 13. She only missed two shots. Only missed two shots in her last two games. And some stat crunchers out there put together all the numbers. They're much smarter than me, so I'll give all the credit to folks out there putting all of the stat information. But Sinano last night, and you look at her last six games, she shot no less than 63% from the floor in her last six games. 20.8 points, 5 rebounds, and 2.5 assists as well. So you look at, you know, Clark and Sinano, and then you add in even more help from this basketball team. Remember, they're playing shorthanded last night without McKenna Warnock, dealing with what's being called a rib cage injury that she suffered against Michigan State. So who's going to step up? Well, you saw Kate Martin, 13 points and 11 rebounds, and the solid play for the freshman Hannah Stolke from Cedar Rapids. 21 minutes off the bench, 8 points, and a career-high 13 rebounds. All of that helping the Hawkeyes get the win last night in Columbus and take care of business against an Ohio State team that, like I said, had owned the recent history in this series. Cody McMahon was their leading scorer with 21 points and 8 rebounds. Taylor Thierry with 20 points and 9 rebounds. Taylor Mikesell, one of their key players, 12 points in the loss for the Buckeyes last night. And really what was key, and you chose the mettle and the mental fortitude of this team, was, like I mentioned, that third quarter. Iowa with the lead at the half. Hawkeyes fell behind in the first quarter. Last second three-pointer gave the Buckeyes the lead at the end of one, but outscoring Ohio State 20-10 in that second period. And then the third, things kind of shifted in that third period. Iowa shooting dropping from 50% in the second quarter to 29%. Only made 5 of 17 shots. Went 6.5 minutes without a basket in that game or in that stretch late in the third quarter. But you look at one of the key plays in the game, another player that had to step in and has been playing solid minutes. Doesn't light up the stat sheet every night, but key minutes yesterday, starting minutes for Molly Davis, 30 minutes on the court. Made one shot, but it was a big shot. It was her first career start with Iowa and ended that 6.5 minute run with a 3-pointer in the opening seconds of the fourth quarter. And that stemmed the tide of Ohio State making a push and helped Iowa regain some composure and start to put some distance between themselves and the Buckeyes last night. 11-point run was the biggest for Iowa in that game, came in the second quarter, helped them build out that lead. Ohio State with that 10-0 run in that 6-minute stretch at the end of the third quarter helped them close the gap to 2. But what's important was Iowa never gave up that lead in that second half. Despite that run, still led by 2 at the end of the third, and was able to outscore the Buckeyes 27-18 in the fourth to create the final margin. For a team that thrives off of points off turnovers, Ohio State coming into last night's game, they were averaging 23, forcing 23 turnovers a game. This season, they scored 27 points. They were averaging 27 points scored off those turnovers. Well, Iowa had their share of turnovers last night. It was no question that, it was going to be part of the game plan for Ohio State. Create opportunity off your opponent's mistakes. Iowa with 17 turnovers, but just 13 points scored by the Buckeyes in that contest off of those turnovers. So a big night for Iowa, a big night for them. Ohio State, it was bound to end at some point for them. It's all about for them rebounding from a tough loss with the talent they have in that roster and how talented that team is. I don't doubt that they will. But a big piece to the puzzle now for Iowa moving forward. You look at the Big Ten standings here. Now a three-way tie for first place. Iowa at 8-1. Ohio State at 8-1, and Indiana at 8-1. Of course, the Hawkeyes will see Indiana twice in the closing month of the season, February 9th in Bloomington and February 26th to wrap up the regular season here in Eastern Iowa. Hawkeyes do also have 2 games coming up against Maryland, who is a perennial contender in the Big Ten. Maryland at 7-2 so far. Just a game back of that three-way tie with the Hawkeyes, Buckeyes, and Hoosiers. So it's getting to crunch time, but winning, and this is something we heard from Lisa Bluter going into the Michigan State game, and I'm sure it was true for this Ohio State game as well, winning those solo games, winning those one-time matchups that you have with teams, definitely important for this squad. And for the Big Ten in general, in terms of seeding, in terms of conference seeding, and obviously it doesn't hurt in the grand scheme of things when it comes to the NCAA tournament as well. But you look at the one-time plays so far this year, Iowa plays Michigan once, beat them. They play Michigan State once. You survived and advanced past them in overtime. And you played Ohio State once and also won that game. So that's 3 head-to-head wins against Michigan, 2 of them against two of the better teams in the conference, 2 ranked teams in Michigan and Ohio State. But yeah, Michigan State, we've seen, despite their 3-6 mark, how solid of a team they can be. Those are important wins come March, and certainly it would not hurt to continue this run here for the Iowa basketball team, the Iowa women's basketball team, as they head into some important games here coming down the stretch. They did only play Illinois once, and Illinois is having a fantastic season on the women's side of things. That was a game back on New Year's Day that the Hawkeyes lost in Champaign 90-86. They won't see them again unless they meet up again in the Big Ten tournament, but important to get those wins, that is for sure. And they've gotten three out of the four so far this year against the single play teams. They have gotten victories against, and none bigger so far than the win over Ohio State last night. Up next, first time you'll see Nebraska this year. They are slated to come to Iowa City coming up Saturday for a noon tip-off. And then those games, those aforementioned games, Maryland on the way on February 2nd. As I mentioned, Indiana on February 9th and 26th. You'll see Maryland again on the road on February 21st. So some important matchups coming up here for Coach Lisa Bluter and her team. But a huge win cannot be understated last night against a very good Ohio State team heading into the rest of the Big Ten season here. 319-366-1600 at 220. One other Big Ten game last night. I mentioned there were two games between ranked teams in the Big Ten last night. And the other winner last night was Indiana. They beat Michigan last night 92-83. That was your only other Big Ten women's matchup last night. We'll dive into the men's side of things coming up here in just a moment after our break, but we've got other women's scores from last night. It was actually quite a busy night for teams in the top 25. In fact, top 15 last night. Quite a few teams in action. Not only were Iowa and Ohio State playing, but Indiana and Michigan playing, and you also had number 3 LSU absolutely destroy Alabama last night, 89-51. And UConn doing UConn things, the fifth-ranked Huskies getting by DePaul 94-51. That's a look at the women's side of things. What happened on the men's side? What's happening on the men's side of things tonight? We'll get into that coming up here in just a few moments. We got a big one tonight in Ames, which you can hear right here on KGYM, is Iowa State hosts conference-leading Kansas State. Didn't think we'd be saying that about the Wildcats heading into the season here, but we are saying it now, and should be another electric atmosphere. It is a sold-out crowd tonight over in Ames at Hilton Coliseum. Certainly not a surprise. You're going to see a sellout there tonight for the Cyclones and Wildcats. We'll preview that and plenty more from the college hoops world coming up as Spencer on Sports continues here in Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. It's KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have clouds around for the rest of the day with temperatures in the low 30s. As we head into tonight, the clouds stick around and we will have temperatures dropping into the mid-20s. Snow will start to move in late tonight into early tomorrow morning, and some light snowfall could lead to some slick streets for the Wednesday morning commute. Snow will continue through about midday and accumulation will be around an inch. We will then have clouds around and colder conditions for Thursday with temperatures in the 20s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
The gym is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
Vegas! It's KGYM's Big Game House Party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply.
It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circus Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer. And under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Working out has been proven to increase your self-esteem, help with depression, anxiety, and stress. At the MAC, we care about you as a person. That's why we have personal trainers you can connect with, group exercise classes so you don't feel alone, saunas to help you relax, and many more amenities.
This year, I'm doing it for me.
This year, I'm joining the MAC for me.
To see everything the MAC has to offer, go to jointhe-mac.com. That's jointhe-mac.com.
Having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. At DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. We want our members to feel the comfort that a life emergency won't become a financial emergency. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. When our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And just like that, we're back at 225. Spencer at Sports with you for a Tuesday afternoon, 24th day of January of 2023. January flying by. It seems like every day, just step into work and next thing you know, it's time to leave. I'm sure I'm not the only one who feels that way. Like, wait, it's already January 24th. What happened to January? Pretty soon we'll be saying what happened to February and so on and so forth. I try not to be that guy. I feel like every time I have a radio show and coming down to the end of the month and, hey, what happened to... Okay, I did it once. We're not going to do it again, which means I will totally do it again. 319-366-1600. We'll give you a chance to qualify in the Big Game House Party giveaway coming up here in just a bit. Want to finish up our chat on college football college basketball. Where's my brain at? Isaac, what am I doing? College football? I mean, we could talk college football. Folks probably want to maybe talk about, you know, the portal or whatever, but there's no college football going on. We're talking college basketball here today. Although we could just start the daily countdown towards college football season. How many days, weeks, months away from week zero? Anybody counting down to Vandy, Hawaii part two or whatever delightful games we have coming up in week zero of 2023? No? Crickets? Okay. Well, we'll stick to college hoops for today. Just one game in the Big Ten last night, and that was the game that our contestant yesterday as part of the Big Game House Party giveaway with Circus Sports Iowa. Austin had picked. Wisconsin was 2.5-point underdogs. Austin just needed one more free throw to go down for the Badgers there late, and no such luck. So, sorry, Austin. Northwestern wins by 3. Badgers unable to cover the 2.5-point spread yesterday. And Northwestern, you know, coming off that postponed the Iowa game, of course, from last week, moved the game against Wisconsin back to Monday from Saturday. They picked up an important win, and Wisconsin team that was undefeated to start conference play continues to struggle here. I know they've been dealing with some health issues. Tyler Wall is back, but another one of their key guys did not play last night in the game for the Badgers. Wisconsin just 1-4 in their last five games, losing to Illinois, Michigan State, and Indiana, holding off Penn State at home last Tuesday, and then dropping that game to Northwestern last night. In Evanston, Jordan Davis leading Wisconsin with 15 points. It was Boo Booey with 20 points and 7 rebounds and 5 assists. No, I'm not trying to poke fun at anybody, but I've found it is literally impossible to say Boo Booey's name without having Yogi Bear and his voice popping. Am I being like a young old dude now by referencing Yogi Bear? on the radio. I think I am, but Boo Booey with 20 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists in game last night as the Wildcats win 66-63. Free throws were the game last night, especially down the stretch. Northwestern 16 of 18 from the charity stripe, while the Badgers were 9 of 16 from the foul line. If they had just made one more, maybe we would have had a qualifier in our big game house party giveaway, but nope. Not to be last night. Northwestern getting the win. 2 Big Ten games tonight. You've got Penn State heading to Rutgers. Also, Ohio State playing Illinois tonight. That should be a rather interesting one. Ohio State, of course, breaking that losing streak, beating Iowa over the weekend in Columbus. The Buckeyes now 3-5 and 11-8. Illinois in the logjam of teams at 4-4 in the middle of the Big Ten standings. You've got Penn State, Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa all at 4-4 in conference. And Illinois this past week on Thursday, they had a nice 4-game win streak going, then got obliterated by Indiana at home last week Thursday. So they've had a little bit of time. They had the weekend off. And now entering a stretch here with Ohio State and Wisconsin back-to-back. Got Nebraska coming up next week Tuesday. And then they'll see Iowa for the first and only time this season coming up a week from Saturday at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. So Illinois trying to find their footing here and getting back on the right track. Ohio State, of course, with that long losing streak, trying to surge back up the standings here. Really is anyone's game, I guess you could say, in the Big Ten. I mean, Purdue is far and away running away with it at this point. 2.5 games up on both Rutgers and Michigan in the standings. Purdue's at 8-1, 19-1. Rutgers, who I mentioned, plays Penn State tonight, 5-3. And 13-6, Michigan at 5-3 and 11-8. So Michigan still a decent conference record, but the overall record for Juwan Howard's team over there in Ann Arbor is not the greatest. Of course, lost here in Iowa City, beat Northwestern, lost at Maryland, held off Minnesota at home. Been an interesting season so far for that Michigan team that find themselves, you know, like I said, toward the top of the Big Ten, but doing not so great in the overall standings here so far. Got 3 games coming up on Wednesday: Wisconsin playing Maryland, Northwestern playing Nebraska, and Indiana playing at Minnesota. Of course, the Hawkeyes back in action Thursday night as they head to a place that has been pretty much a house of horrors for them in the past. It has been not an easy place to play for really anyone, but especially for the Iowa men's basketball team heading to East Lansing, taking on Michigan State on Thursday for a 6 p.m. tip-off. Michigan State, though, coming into the game 1-3 in their last 4, with losses to Illinois, Purdue, and Indiana. The one win in that stretch was over Rutgers. So, anything's possible. What you assume will happen is probably not going to happen. I think we've learned that in the Big Ten, with exceptions, obviously, here in 2023. 319-366-1600. Big 12 action last night. Speaking of threes, Kansas, they've lost 3 straight. First time in, 10 years for Kansas as they fell to Baylor 75-69 last night. Baylor holding off the Jayhawks. Kansas now, they dropped to 5-3. So you talk about a team that was, tied for first a few short days ago. They're now tied with Baylor at 5-3 in conference, 1.5 games back in the Big 12 conference standings, the toughest conference in college basketball, that is for sure. You got Big 12 action tonight on the periphery of the game we're going to talk about here momentarily. TCU hosting Oklahoma, also Texas back at it tonight, taking on Oklahoma State. Big game, though, in the Big 12 that's going to have a lot of eyes tonight. Kind of sad that it's on ESPNU, but least ESPN use a real cable channel and not just streaming only, is Iowa State and Kansas State. Number 12, Iowa State, taking on number 5, Kansas State. K-State, as of now, alone in first in the Big 12, and another opportunity for the Cyclones to pull off a win over a top 25 team. They've tallied 9 top 25 victories in the last 2 seasons. That's actually tied for 4th most in the nation. It's the 2nd most among Big 12 schools. T.J. Otzelberger, credited with those, is the head coach. He and another coach with Wisconsin ties, Marquette Shaka Smart, the only 2 second-year head coaches with 9 or more wins against top 25 teams. First of the 2 meetings between both Iowa State and Kansas State. They'll meet again coming up on the 18th of February in Manhattan. Kansas State and Iowa State, if you look back to last year, of course, K-State, I think, much different team. Obviously, a new coach, some new players. Same thing with Iowa State, really, except for the coach part. These two teams splitting their 2 meetings last year, each winning on the opponent's home floor. Kansas State winning in Ames in overtime, while Iowa State survived a game in Manhattan, 74-73. It's been a season that will be remembered for quite a while for K-State, especially depends on what they do here down the stretch. If they can win the Big 12 outright, still a long way to go for that. Win the Big 12 tournament maybe, or make a run in March, it certainly will be a special season. But pick to finish last in the preseason poll, depending on where you look, around 100-1 odds to win the Big 12 regular season title before the season. And now ESPN and their stats and info say they have a 15% chance to win or share the conference. Obviously, 15, you might say, okay, that's not so great, but 15 is still better than 0, which a lot of people gave them to start the season. So I think it's going to be an entertaining game tonight, and certainly one I'm going to be watching tonight. And that indeed is our game that we're going to have you pick as part of our big game house party contest here with Circus Sports Iowa. In case you're not familiar, we shared how to play it yesterday. We'll give you the line, we'll give you the point spread, and you get to pick. First person to call in and talk to Isaac and give him your pick will be our contestant. And if you're on the winning side, you're qualified to win that awesome prize pack courtesy of us here at KGYM and our friends at Circus Sports. One grand prize winner going to have party favors provided for the big game from us here at KGYM, that $500 Hy-Vee gift card for food and beverages. We'll get you some Circus Sports swag for you and your party guests. And then the big, big piece of the puzzle, the 3-night stay at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, plus $500 to use towards travel. You do have to be 21 or older to play. Just a reminder there, if you want to see the full contest rules, you can check out our website, kgymradio.com. So here is how it's going to work. I'll give you the line. Don't call now. I don't want you jumping the gun. You can, just hold your horses, please. We want to make sure you get all the info before you call. We're going to give you a little free hook here. Circus Sports on the Circus Sports Iowa app has the line for tonight's game at 5 points. They have Iowa State as a 5-point home favorite. So we're going to give you a half point in their favor, depending on which side you take. So I will open up the lines now, 319-366-1600. Are you taking Iowa State as a 4.5-point favorite or Kansas State as a 5.5-point underdog? You take an Iowa State minus 4.5 or Kansas State plus 5.5. We'll give you the free hook for the line from Circa Sports, but Iowa State is favored as part of this game tonight at home against Kansas State. So I believe Isaac has our caller on the line. I'll get his info here in just a bit, or get the info, the name of the person who's going to be our contestant here today. But Iowa State and Kansas State, we're giving you the free hook. Iowa State minus 4.5 or Kansas State plus 5.5. Both teams are 6-1 against the spread, by the way, in their last seven games. So a little tip of the cap there to the odds makers. It's going to be interesting to see who pulls this one out. You sign with Iowa State, you sign with Kansas State. We've got our caller on the line. We'll get his info here coming up in just a bit. But that is our game today. And again, if our contestant is correct with their pick, they'll be entered to win this awesome grand prize courtesy of our friends at Circus Sports. It's our big game house party giveaway, and we're rolling with it here on KGYM. We will take another quick timeout, back to talk some NFL on the other side of the break. It's Spencer on Sports here in the gym.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
This summer, just say, what the fun, in a rugged, fuel-efficient Honda SUV, America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker, and have whatever fun you want. Camping, water skiing, a 12-game round-robin travel ball tournament crisscrossing the entire region. What the fun indeed. New Hondas are arriving daily, so get to your Central Midwest Honda dealer today. Honda gets the Midwest. Based on EPA estimate of model year 2020, large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy. 2021 EPA Automotive Trends Report, November 2021.
Every pro is an MVP to us. As a Lowe's MVP's rewards member, you can earn bonus points when you shop select products and brands. Then redeem them for exciting rewards like tools, sports memorabilia, e-gift cards, and more. Join today to become a member and start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, subject to program terms. While supplies last, points expire at end of calendar year. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, the top two seeds in the NFC square off when the Eagles host the 49ers. Then, it's the Chiefs and the Bengals in the AFC title game for the second straight year. Who will advance to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona? Tune in to find out. Hear the playoff picture unfold right here.
Here it's Sunday at 1 on the gym. And we're back at 2:42 with Spencer at Sports here on this Tuesday afternoon. 319-366-1600. Our contestants in our big game house party giveaway. Contestant number one on this Tuesday afternoon is Jeff from Cedar Rapids. He is taking Iowa State and the 4.5. All right, Jeff, good luck to you. Cyclones and K-State tonight. If Jeff is on the winning side, he will be entered into the grand prize drawing. And the grand prize drawing coming up on Monday, February 6th on the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on KGYM. So keep your ears to the radio. We'll, of course, notify you if you are the grand prize winner. But keep your ears on the radio for more opportunities if you did not get through. And we'll have that grand prize drawing coming up on the 6th. Got to qualify, though, so Jeff certainly hoping Iowa State can pull off the upset tonight with the 4.5. Again, the line is 5 at Circa, as of earlier today. Circa Sports on their app, available for both Apple and Android, by the way. It lists Iowa State as a 5-point favorite, so we'll toss you the hook for free. And Jeff took Iowa State and the 4.5. That we gave you as part of your options today. So good luck to Jeff. More chances to qualify. Gym class has another game, a different game that they'll be giving you as part of their program today. And then Todd will have another one today sometime between 4 and 6. So be listening for your cue to call in and make your pick and get qualified. And we'll have another game for you here tomorrow on KGYM. 319-366-1600 at 244 as we get closer and closer to Championship Sunday. As you heard a few moments ago, we have all the games courtesy of Westwood One Sports right here Sunday afternoon, starting off with the 49ers and the Eagles, 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll have that one for you to start. Pregame show starts at 1, and then immediately following, we'll have the Chiefs and the Bengals in the AFC Championship game. In Chiefs Nation, a lot of eyes on Patrick Mahomes and his situation, obviously dealing with an ankle injury. And is he going to play? That's the big question. Is he going to be playing in the AFC Championship game? Chiefs preparing for the game as if he will play, but Coach Andy Reid said on Monday the Chiefs aren't certain whether they will be able to go with Mahomes or have to use veteran backup Chad Henne on Sunday. Reid saying that he's been working hard. Mahomes has been working hard in the treatment process, that he's doing okay. Acknowledging that Patrick Mahomes has said he's going to play and said that that's his mindset, that he is indeed going to be suiting up on Sunday as they take on the Bengals. Reid saying to the media that they're going to take it day by day and see how he does. Chiefs' first practice this week is coming up tomorrow. Still some uncertainty whether Mahomes will practice or be available to practice, or if he does practice, how much he will practice in that period. So something to bear watching, but I said yesterday I don't see any way that Patrick Mahomes does not play in the game unless it just gets to the point absolutely 100% where it is getting worse and he will not be able to go. I could see that. Obviously, you want long-term health to be taken into consideration, but if it's something he could play through, considering the stakes, I feel like it is going to be something that is a non-factor, at least when it comes to his status for the game. Other NFL headlines from today: coaching shakeup in New England. Bill O'Brien apparently headed back to New England, agreeing to a deal earlier today to become their next offensive coordinator. Sources telling that to ESPN's Adam Schefter and to Chris Lowe. O'Brien, who spent the past two seasons as the offensive coordinator under Nick Saban, of course, at Alabama, is now heading back to New England, where his NFL career began in 2007 as a coaching assistant. Of course, Patriots offense taking, a big dip this season. 11th in red zone efficiency, third down efficiency. They were 10th, tied for 9th, going from those points, 11th in red zone efficiency all the way down to 32nd this year. 10th in third down efficiency down to 27th. They were 9th in first downs last season down to 28th. And then now 19th in sacks allowed, including taking a big drop in touchdowns scored, down from 48 to 31 over the past handful of years. So Bill O'Brien tasked with building things back up and working with a player he's, obviously familiar with Mac Jones in the quarterback room there. And obviously, is Mac Jones the guy in New England? That's a conversation I've seen some folks having. Obviously, not as big a conversation as we're seeing with with guys like Dak Prescott and the future of Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Those all making the news cycles around here. But going to be interesting to see what happens with New England moving forward. And as they try to recapture the success that they had, and of course Tom Brady was there, can one coaching move and bringing in Bill O'Brien change things back up and change things for the better in New England? Certainly will be something to watch for. And when it comes to rookies of the year, we'll know the NFL awards coming up here in a few short weeks as they put out their official awards. But the Pro Football Writers Association putting out their all-rookie team today. No surprise that we see quarterback, former Iowa State Cyclone Brock Purdy, as their first team quarterback for the all-rookie team, the Pro Football Writers. And then Tyler Linderbaum also getting a nod from the PFWA and their all-rookie team. Jets doing well for themselves in the draft. Now, if they could only have a quarterback, ESPN been speculating about who that might be going forward. But the Jets getting the Rookie of the Year overall with Sauce Gardner from the PFWA, Garrett Wilson, the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and then Sauce Gardner also named the Defensive Rookie of the Year for 2022. So we knew those guys were good, and they got the Rookie of the Year honors from the Pro Football Writers Association. But well-deserved honors, I think, for Purdy. For Linderbaum, also seeing, I mean, you look at the receiver list on this all rookie team, Ohio State receivers, they are pretty darn good. Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, your first team receivers. No surprise to see Kenneth Walker's name on there. Devin Lloyd of the Jaguars, Aiden Hutchinson of the Lions, Kayvon Thibodeau for the Giants as well. All earning honors, all among the players earning honors from the Pro Football Writers and their all-rookie team earlier today. Coming up on 2:51, we'll take another quick timeout and a little bit of basketball, a little bit of baseball for you to wrap it up next.
It's time to up your game with Elite Sportsbook. With new daily boosts, free bet promotions, exciting parlays, and some of the best odds, Elite Sportsbook is even more than before. You'll stay in control with live in-game betting and early cash outs. Sign up today, and Elite will give you a bet rebound up to $250 with Iowa's most user-friendly sports betting app. Download our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
And we're back, 2:52. Starting to wrap it up here on a Tuesday. Flying through the show today. We're back tomorrow, of course. Same time, same place. Latest headlines from the sports world. We'll cover it all right here on KGYM. Quick look at the NBA scoreboard from last night. Bulls getting a win over Atlanta, 111-100. DeMar DeRozan with 26 in the victory for doubles against the Atlanta Hawks. The Bucks getting both Giannis and Chris Middleton back last night. That makes me very happy as the resident Bucks fan here at KGYM. I'm going to temper my excitement. They played the Detroit Pistons. All due respect to the Pistons, the Pistons are not good. Bucks still put up 150, won by 20, 150, 130. Giannis with 29 and 12. Chris Middleton only played 15 minutes, came off the bench, but scored 8 points last night for Milwaukee. Minnesota falling to Houston, 119-114, behind 31 from Anthony Edwards for the Timberwolves. Luka Garza did not play last night. Jalen Green powering Houston with 42. And then a big night for the Sacramento Kings, including tying an NBA record in the first quarter, made 12 threes that ties an NBA record. They finished 22 of 40 from beyond the three-point arc last night. Trey Lyles led the way with 24. Big night for the two Iowa boys on the team, Keegan Murray and Harrison Barnes, each with 20 in the win for Sacramento over Memphis. Memphis playing without Ja Morant last night, but still, solid win. Kings still, I believe, in the three spot in the West as of today. NBA action tonight. The Bulls back-to-back. They take on the Indiana Pacers. Boston playing Miami. Cleveland and the Knicks. You've also got Denver and New Orleans, the Dallas Mavericks and the Washington Wizards meeting up tonight, Charlotte Hornets and the Phoenix Suns, and the battle for L.A., the Clippers taking on LeBron and the Lakers tonight as well. Quick look at baseball news. Mentioned some headlines being made. The Twins and the Royals agreeing to a trade yesterday that will send Michael A. Taylor, the center fielder, to Minnesota. Return is Evan Sisk and Steven Cruz, two relief pitchers, according to MLB.com. Sisk and Cruz headed back to Kansas City. So Michael A. Taylor coming from Kansas City to Minnesota. A little bit of interdivisional trading there between the Twins and the Royals. Royals were not done. ESPN's Jeff Passan reporting earlier today, the Royals sending shortstop Adalberto Mondesi in a trade to Boston in exchange for left-handed reliever Josh Taylor. Also, the legendary, a player to be named later as part of the trade. Sometimes those guys turn out okay. Sometimes you're like, wait, who is that? Remember that guy we got in that trade? Adalberto Mondesi is heading to Boston in exchange for Taylor and a player to be named later, according to ESPN. Taylor missing all of 2022 because of back issues. 3.9 ERA, though, when he is healthy. 129 Ks in three MLB seasons in return for the shortstop for Kansas City. So a couple of baseball news and notes for you to wrap up the program today. More focus on basketball coming up on the Gym Class with Scott and Mark. They got Mike DeCourcy joining the show, talking some college hoops around 3:15 today. Also wrestling talk with KJ Pilcher at 3:30. Todd Brommelkamp show coming up between 4 and 6 today as well. Covering the latest from the sports world with you every day from 4 until 6 as local programming rolls along here on KGYM. Don't forget, we've got that big matchup over in Ames on the airwaves tonight from the Cyclone Sports Network, Iowa State and Kansas State, with coverage starting at 7 o'clock tonight on the Cyclone Sports Network. Tip-off will be just after 8 o'clock. You can hear all the action right here on KGYM. That wraps it up for a Tuesday. We're back here tomorrow at 2 on the Gym.